The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio or its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. And lay it all down again. To hear you say that I'm a friend. You are my desire. No one else will do. No one else will do.
Good day. The Almighty Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. If you die as an unbeliever, your spirit will live for a very long time as a disembodied ancestor spirit or demon. The Creator has said regarding unbelievers, "Why would I want someone to spend eternity with me when they do not believe I exist?" So if you don't believe, you could, you're likely to end up as a spirit in your coffin, in the furnace of the crematorium, or haunting your children or friends or whatever. Not a pleasant future. If you die as a believer without any form of relationship with the Creator, you will end up in the outer darkness, a cold, black, terrible place with weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth, the trash heap of heaven. Father has said concerning such believers, "Why would I want someone to be close to me in heaven, which inherently means I will give them great prestige and authority, if they do not have a deep personal relationship with me and have not proven to me that they can be trusted in this life?" So once again, if you're a person who's believed at some nominal level and then carried on as though the Almighty doesn't exist, why would you expect him to give you something pleasant when you die? On the other hand, if you make a real effort to seek relationship with the Almighty, rewards in the life to come are huge. A glorious resurrected body, great prestige, great authority, and a permanent close relationship with the Creator and with Yeshua, who you may know as Jesus. The Almighty has said, "I created human beings, this planet and this universe, for men and women to be my friends, my companions, to explore and learn and develop together. My greatest grief is that almost no person understands this, let alone seek such a relationship with me." Today we're going to discuss recognizing a friend of Yah. Overview of the program. This broadcast discusses some attributes of a friend of Yah in a way that you can put into practice. We listen to the song Purify My Heart as an example of a powerful worship song that is also a powerful prayer. We look at the attributes of a friend of Yah from an article written in 2015. We note that if you are a friend of Yah, Yah has explicitly told you that you are his friend. You are deeply filled with Yah's spirit and worship constantly and fast regularly. You are deeply committed to seeking all truth, no matter what it costs you. You live a highly separated life, have suffered much loss, and probably have divorced several times. Finally, we examine some questions relating to your relationship with the Almighty Creator. By way of introduction, who am I? James Robertson. I have a doctorate in engineering and I'm a strategic management consultant and business executive. I have 27 years' experience of actively seeking to draw close to the Almighty following a dramatic encounter with him on the 12th of March 1993 when he spoke to me audibly in a locked room and I knew for certain that he was real. I was confirmed in the Anglican Church at the age of 13 and served as an altar boy for a number of years from the age of 19. Eventually, married to an unbeliever, I became disenchanted with the hypocrisy in the church and backslid to a point where I was not even sure the Almighty existed. In this backslidden state, I embarked on an adulterous affair which, when it ended, left me desperate and suicidal. It was then that the Almighty spoke to me and I realized that my intellect had got me into a right mess, and I chose to serve him faithfully for the rest of my life. In doing this, I applied my deep-seated aversion to failure born out of an accident in early childhood, coupled to my engineering training of rigor and preventing failure, to my seeking of knowledge about Father. This journey led to numerous supernatural experiences, prayers answered, and clear communication with the Creator that forms the basis for what I teach in these programs. What is End Time Mission Ministries? It's the organizational vehicle for delivering my message through email, articles, websites, this radio program, and physical books. What is this program? The Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. It represents the essence of my message. See the website www.endtimeissueministries.org for more information. That's www.endtimeissueministries.org. See also www.relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Click on the show and then podcasts for previous broadcasts. That's relationshipwithcreatorradio.com, all one word. Questions from last week's program. Jasper asked, how long do fasts have to last and what will it do for us? Jasper, there's a variety of fasts you can do. You can do a one-day fast. You can do a three-day fast. You can do 7 3-day fasts at weekly intervals. You can do a 21-day fast and you can do a 40-day fast. The choice of what fast to do depends on what your objectives are and what Father is showing you to do. Fasting strengthens your spirit, lets your flesh back down, and allows your spirit to move more dynamically, and it's absolutely essential to getting close to Father. Saul asked, how do we go back through our past and try to fix things? Saul, you can't really go back through your past and fix things, but you can deal with the things that have happened. So if you go and look at the article, Seven Components of Drawing Close to the Almighty, which is a web page on the website, and there's also a document to download. There's a whole piece there about how you go back, cast your mind back, take a pad and write every year of your life and go back and remember what happened there and come up with sins you need to repent of, people you need to make right with and so forth. There's a definite process that you can follow. And while you're doing that, praying to Father to show you the things you need to deal with. Jasmine asked, will you be playing the song more often for us? Jasmine, I regret not. I don't normally play songs on this program, but if you want to hear that again, just Google UK Blessing or look on YouTube for the UK Blessing, and I'm sure you'll find it there. If not, just email me and I'll send you a copy. Pam asks, does he want us to be subordinate to him? Pam, well, yes and no. Subordinate in the sense I was a lieutenant colonel, a regimental commander in the army, and I was subordinate to my commanding officer of my brigade and my division. It's necessary to hold a rank that you're subordinate to the person who has a higher rank to you. At the same time, he wants us to be his friends. He wants us to be his children. So, yes, I don't have any difficulty seeing myself as subordinate to him. He is the creator of the heavens and the earth. He's all powerful. Francis asked, how do we know if our connection with him is getting stronger or further apart? Francis, as you get closer to him, you'll start to hear his voice. You'll start to get signs. Start asking him. If you pray the prayers that I've discussed previously on this program and also on the website, you will find out that you will know that if you're getting closer to him or not. Joel asked, how would we know if the experience is demonic or spiritual with him? Joel, similar to the previous point, generally if it's demonic, it'll be pride or lust, or it'll be causing you to break the commandments or behave in unacceptable ways. If you're watching carefully what's going on, you'll figure it out. If you're praying to be judged, shown the level of your present deception, etc., Father will show you if something's coming at you that's not from him. Missy says, if we have not really experienced a connection with the Father, how will we know when it's truly real? I see pretty much the same as the previous two answers. As you get closer to Father, you will know that you have a connection with him. Difficult to explain, and I understand that. But as you ask him and you pray to him and you say, Father, please show me, please help me, he wants you to know that he's real. Please trust me on that. So if you're seeking and you're really seeking to get close to him, he will speak to you. Penny said, will he see our efforts and take that into consideration before judgment? Penny, yes, everything is taken into consideration at the time of your judgment. So if you've turned over a new leaf, so to speak, and you're really making an effort to sort things out and you die unexpectedly, that will all be taken into account. Lyle asked, can you tell us what an overcomer is again? Lyle, an overcomer is one of the most senior ranks on earth and in heaven. An overcomer is somebody who is really strenuously seeking to serve the Creator. They have a strong relationship with him. They're doing everything they can to overcome sin, overcome error, and they're really making an effort to get close to Father. A friend is just somebody who's just got a step closer to Father. Lester asked, what bloodlines are these and how would we take out the cures? I think you mean curses, if it is upon our house. Lester, the bloodline is simply your family line. So if you were many, many generations ago, if your bloodline passes through Shem, then you're a Shemite. And so then you might be an Israelite and then you might be a Yehuda from Judah and so on. If you need to know, as you get closer to Father, he will tell you what your bloodline is. If there are curses upon your house, you can pray and get rid of them. If you go back to the seven components of drawing close to Yah and the cleansing process, there are the prayers there to deal with that. So I want to introduce you to a song called Purify My Heart, Lord, but it should be Yah. Last week, several people said that they felt far from Father Yah, and one person said they felt dirty, etc. And that's absolutely true, folks. In this age, the vast majority of people are far from Yah, and they are spiritually contaminated. So it's good to realize that and choose to do something about it. One of the ways you deal with that is to pray prayers that give him the right to change you. One such worship song is Purify My Heart. It's one that I listen to daily. And I sing along with it. To me, it's very powerful. I'm going to play that now. Please listen carefully to the words.
Purify my heart. Let me be as gold and precious silver. Purify my heart. Let me be as gold. Pure gold. Refiner's fire. My heart's one desire is to be holy, set apart
I hope that that has given you some sort of sense for the type of song that I'm recommending. That's available to download off the website on the recommended worship page. There are about 20 recommended worship songs on that web page, many of which are powerful prayers like this. If you sing this song daily, I have these things playing on my hi-fi on my phone and everything. And I sing along with them whenever I can, just in my heart, not out loud most of the time. If you pray prayers like this and sing songs like this daily, you will get closer to Father. You will get cleansed. You have to actively seek cleansing and correction of error. But if you're praying this sort of song, you will get close. In October 2015, I wrote about recognizing a friend of Yah. This article starts by saying, following on from my article about real service to the Almighty in this age, what really matters, in which I made the assertion that the only thing that really matters in this life is that you become a friend of Yah, because that is the sole reason for which we were created. I thought it would be helpful to share my understanding of the attributes of a friend. I do this based on my experience in reaching the place where Father calls me his friend, with the specific goal of challenging you to go all out to achieve that standing for yourself. The following sections list the major components whereby you will know that you're a friend of Yah, and in which you will be challenged to overcome and achieve mastery in order to reach the standing of friend. Understand that this is a challenging and tough journey, but once you have a fix on what it means to Yah and to you for eternity, I'm sure you will take this on board and go for it. So what are the attributes of the friend of Yah? Just to recap what I said a few weeks ago, the glory of death as a committed believer. If you really go for it and you really become a friend of Yah, you will be resurrected when you die with it. You won't go to hell if you really go for it. You will be resurrected with a glorious body, enormous esteem, enormous power, enormous authority in heaven. For the rest of eternity, folks, it's worth a little bit of hard going in this life. You will know that you are a friend because Yah has told you clearly, in person, that you are his friend. And you will be in continuous, regular, daily conversation with him. I want to stress, you are not a friend until Father has clearly told you that you are his friend, no matter how much you aspire to that standing. By the time you get to that point, you will hear him clearly. You will be in regular dialogue with him. He will share his deepest secrets with you, including his weaknesses and his pain. And he will ask your opinion on things. You will discuss things with him and reason with him. You will have come to terms with the reality that he does not know everything, and that he is learning as we learn, as the sorry state of the battle with the satanic and demonic realm continues to unfold. He will tell you things that others do not believe he would say. In fact, you will know so much about him and his ways that very few others know, that most believers reject you as being in deep error, and you have come to terms with that because you are so sure you hear your daddy and friends say that. You constantly ask his guidance, his opinion, his favor, etc. in all that you do. Folks, it's a completely different way of being. Hearing his voice, having him lead you, having him confide in you. That's what he created us for, is to do things together with him. That's what you're here for. You will be deeply filled with his spirit, worship constantly and fast regularly. You worship regularly, at least a few hours a week, preferably an hour or more daily. You've narrowed your worship down to a handful of more or less acceptable songs, such as those on the recommended worship webpage, and have come to understand that the vast majority of popular worship songs and hymns are at best meaningless and a total waste of time, and at worst, grossly blasphemous and insulting and hurtful to our Father in heaven. And you will care deeply whether what you sing and what you listen to, what you read, what you say, is pleasing to him or not. That's a key aspect of becoming a friend. You're conscious constantly of his well-being, his comfort, his pleasure. Even within those songs with acceptable overall theme, you will have come to realize that there are words and references that are unpleasant for Father, and because he is your dear daddy and friend and you care, you've edited the songs to remove those words and phrases. The songs at the link mentioned above have been so edited. Folks, this is so important. He created you to be his friend. The whole reason for this universe, this solar system, this planet, you and me, is that we were created to be his friends, to do things with him together, to have him be part of our lives, part of our work, part of our business, part of our family, part of everything that we do. That's what he wants. It's not that difficult to give it to him. Going back to the songs, you play those songs at every possible opportunity. You have a hi-fi with only those songs to set to repeat, and that you turn on when you wake up and turn off when you go to sleep. your speakers throughout your drilling. You play those songs in the car and you have them on your mobile phone and listen with headphones when you're in public places or even in work situations where you cannot play the songs audibly. You play the songs quietly even when you are asleep so as to minister to Father. I have a phone with the songs on, with the earphones, that I currently let run 24/7 on the basis that even when I can't listen to the songs, Father can listen to the songs and they're pleasing to him and soothing to him. The songs have meaningful and powerful words and you sing along with them at every possible opportunity, with the result that you have powerfully called the principles, concepts and requests embodied in those songs into existence in your life. If you've not downloaded the songs at the link above, I suggest you do so now. If you're unable to access the zip file, then email me and I will post a CD to you. So go again to the website, Recommended Worship. You'll find a link there to download individual songs and also to download a zip file with all of those songs. I've recently acquired a few more songs. If you want copies, please feel free to email me. Folks, this is so important, as you would have seen with the song that I played a few minutes ago. The words are powerful. The words will help you to get close to Father. If you're listening to daily, mundane, worldly nonsense, you're not going to get close to Father listening to that sort of music. Through your active worship, through requesting the infilling of Father's Spirit regularly, through what you pray and do, you've been significant. This is now speaking about a friend. You've been significantly filled with Father's Spirit and constantly seek to be filled more and more and again and again. You have probably, through mistakes you have made and through events in your life, lost a significant amount of that infilling in different ways, but you have actively worked at regaining it when you have lost it and are intensely seeking to prevent yourself losing it again. During your worship, you have repeatedly invited Yah to dwell in your dwelling, your house, to come aside and rest a while, and you therefore make an effort to keep at least the room where you play the worship songs, the bedroom in my case, reasonably tidy as a mark of respect for your guest. You fast regularly, at the very least a 3-day fast over Halloween and a 3-day fast over Christmas, and preferably a series of 3-day fasts at weekly intervals, starting over Halloween and ending over Christmas. If you desire to move in the power gifts, you will have undertaken at least one 40-day water-only fast. You also remember and rehearse the covenant through Yeshua at regular intervals, in other words, what you may know as communion. Folks, you need to understand the truth about Yeshua. You need to understand the power of the covenant through Yeshua. You need to walk in that covenant. You need to pray accordingly, act accordingly, confess your sins, repent of your sins, ask for forgiveness in terms of the covenant, take the bread and wine, celebrate the covenant that your sins are forgiven if you repent of them. Continuing, you are deeply committed to seeking all truth, no matter what it costs you, and you stringently observe all of the commandments. If you claim to love Yah and yet are not deeply committed to seeking all truth, you are a charlatan and a fraud. Yah is truth. Satan is the father of all lies. So to the extent that you believe even the smallest lie or propagate or adhere to even the smallest lie, you are a child and servant of Satan, and you make it very difficult for Yah to draw close to you. If you are holding on to using names like God and the Lord and Jesus, if you are worshipping Jesus as God, if you hold the Bible to be anything other than a collection of writings by humans in a book, you are a fraud if you claim to love Yah. You pray regularly, Father, show me the level of my present deception and how to correct it. Lead me into all truth by your Spirit. Judge me severely and correct me harshly, that I may serve you more perfectly. And similar prayers, and you are responsive to their outworking in your life. Several people asked earlier in the questions how they would know if they're getting close to Father. Folks, if you're doing the things that I've just been talking about, if you're praying the prayers that I've just given you, you will get closer to Father. And if you start really fervently praying, show me the level of my present deception and how to correct it. Lead me into all truth by your Spirit. Judge me severely and correct me harshly that I may serve you more perfectly. You will find that those prayers are answered, and you will find that you know you're hearing Father, and you will get closer to him. You can pray, Father, if I'm not hearing you on any... Say again, you can pray, Father, if I'm not hearing you on any matter, please speak to me in whatever way I'm able to hear, through other people, emails, websites, newspapers, CDs, etc. Any way that I'm able to hear and understand. You can also pray, discipline me harshly if I get into pride or other error and sin. Humble me and cloak me in humility. If you're a friend, you are deeply committed to seeking all truth, and you respond immediately, you have the slightest indication that you're in error, and you course correct with deep repentance immediately. You are far beyond the lie that Daddy God is a God of love and he does not mind, and similar abhorrent rationalizations. As a specific extension of this point, you stringently observe all the commandments, including the little ones, like not eating pork, etc. You worship only Yah, not Jesus. You understand that Yeshua, that you may know as Jesus, was and is a man, a created being, and while you esteem him as king of human kings, you worship Yah alone. You have no idols, including but not limited to you recognize the Bible as a useful reference work for information. No more than that. You respect the Quran and other books written by anointed servants in a similar manner as sources of learning that can help you to draw closer to Yah and be more obedient. But you recognize that at all times you personally are accountable for sifting the wheat from the tares, the grain from the chaff, the silver from the dross. Folks, ultimately, it's up to you. We've been given free will. Father will never override your free will. It's up to you to get closer to Father. You do not take the name of Yah in vain. You do not call him God or the Lord or any other common name. You use only his true name, Yah, or Yah the eternally self-existing, or the Almighty, or Father, or Daddy, or Abba, and related words. You may use Yahweh or Yahweh at a stretch where in worship they fit better as a substitute for wrong words. You have long since got rid of any yahoo.com and related email addresses, yahoo.com groups, etc. And you have cleaned up your life generally. You do not use Yah or other derivative words for yes and so on. You strictly observe Saturday from sunrise to sunrise as a set-apart holy Sabbath. And you strictly observe the high Sabbaths, being Passover, Pentecost, the Day of Trumpets, the Day of Atonement, and the first and last days of the Feast of Tabernacles. And you have your facts right regarding the rest of the commandments, and you observe them stringently. See the pages on the commandments on the website. If you're listening to this and thinking things like, Jesus died, so I do not have to worry about these things, or similar nonsense, then I have to tell you that you are far from deep relationship with Yah. Just because Yah responds to you and your prayers is a function of his covenant obligations towards you, not an indication of his approval of your gross error. Folks, the Sabbath is so important. It's something that is absolutely discretionary. Don't do anything you can do on another day of the week on the Sabbath. No housekeeping. No taking the car to the garage. Devote the Sabbath to Yah and growing close to him and doing his work and your ministry. End of story. Continuing. You live a highly separated or holy life. That's the true meaning of holy, separate. And have suffered much loss and have probably divorced several times. You live a highly separated life. The statement, in this world, but not of this world, has deep meaning to you because that is really how you live your life. The unbelievers do not understand you at all, and so while you have to transact with them out of necessity, you do not waste time talking to them about the things of Yah unless he leads you. In fact, you only discuss the matters of Yah with believers who show real signs of seeking to draw close and which Father prompts you to speak to. You've come to terms with the reality that Father is not interested in sterile evangelism that brings more people into line for the outer darkness. Right now, He is only interested in those believers who are showing a real desire to draw close to Him. The rest are a lost cause and a source of great grief and displeasure to Him. So you may be concerned about your friends and close family that do not know Him or who have believed but are indifferent towards Him. But He is only concerned to the extent that you have shared your concern with Him. If it were left to Him right now, He would focus all His attention and all your attention on the few thousand people who are making a real effort to draw closer to Him, and some attention on those who have the potential to make it into the ranks of those seeking deep relationship. Father, I can't stress this enough. Father is not interested in your prayers about the unbelievers or your unbelieving brother or sister or whatever. You're just messing Him around. You're wasting His time. You're leading Him into stuff that's frustrating and irritating. He created every single human being to be His friend, and virtually none of them are, and He's sick to death of them. Sorry to have to put it so bluntly, but that's the truth. He doesn't give a hoot about your unbelieving friend. So don't make your unbelieving friend a source of irritation and frustration to Father because you keep nagging Father about something He can do absolutely diddly squat about. In the process of getting to the point of being Yah's friend, you have almost certainly suffered great loss. Once you start making a real effort to draw close to Yah, the forces of darkness focus on you intensely, and they will do everything they can to lead you astray and destroy you. That is why you have to become an overcomer to become a friend. Forces of darkness will seek to kill, steal, and destroy in your life and seek judgment against you at every opportunity. Refer to the broadcast on judgment in this life a few weeks ago. It is vital to understand that if you are suffering loss in any area, it is because of sin in your house, right down to the level of spiritual division between man and woman, resulting in a divided house. It is only by living a life free of sin that you have any hope of fully accomplishing your purpose and walking in victory in this life. You may be employed as an employee, particularly if you're a single woman, but if you're a man, you will probably have your own business and ministry in some shape or form. In the case of single women who have prayed the appropriate prayers, Yah is your husband and provider. He may also take you into your own ministry and business with supernatural provision if you get to the point where you have the emunah, faith, for that. Having your own source of income puts you in a position where judgment can very quickly impact your finances and get your attention, and this is highly desirable. You want to be responsive. If you get out of line, you want to be told about it immediately. One way or another, you will devote significant time every week to your service of Yah in whatever form He calls you to do. But understand that what He calls you to do will not conform to the teachings of the Christian church, the Muslim imams, or the Jewish rabbis. You will have come to understand that the true religion is an interpolation between what those three main religions are teaching, and with Father's help, you will have sifted the truth from the lies in all the different groupings. There's a huge amount on the website to help you with this. You have probably been thrown out of churches, mosques, or synagogues because of what you believe. If you once had promiscuous sexual relations, you will long ago have realized the folly of that, cut the wrong relationships, and turned to Yah to help you clean up. In this process, you will have come to realize that most of what is believed and taught regarding men and women and sex is in error. In particular, you will come to understand that Yah intended us to live in life in lifelong sexual covenant where one man has more than one woman, but that in many societies today, this is extremely difficult to do. And in Western, in other words, European society, it is effectively impossible. The woman cannot handle it psychologically after centuries of demonically inspired mental programming. Folks, the world does not think the way Yah does. So as you get closer to Yah, you're going to find more and more people don't understand you. Whether man or woman, if you were joined to an unbeliever, you divorced them years ago. We're talking about friends here, remember. Whether you're a man or a woman, if you were joined to an unbeliever at one stage, you will have divorced them years ago, realizing that since the spirit of Yah dwells in you and you are one with the unbeliever, it is an abomination to Yah. If you were joined to one who was a weak believer and showed no interest in your passion and commitment towards Yah, you are likely to have divorced them. And if you have not, then I must tell you to now that Yah expects you to divorce. If you've joined yourself to a committed believer and that person is getting in the way of your walk with Father for any reason, then know that Yah expects you to inform them of the problem, and if they do not respond constructively on a sustained basis, Yah expects you to divorce them. In this process, you may well lose your children, your friends, and most of your family. Yah hates divorce because of the trauma that it causes, but he hates his bondservants and friends allowing any other human being to get in the way of their relationship with him much more. Folks, hanging on to an unbelieving spouse because you love them. You love them because you've been making love to them, you've grown, but you can't get close to Father when you're joined to an unbeliever. There's a limit to how close you can get because he's not going to pour his spirit into you and have it drain out into an unbeliever or into a weak believer or into a rebellious believer. You have a choice. You can seek Father deeply or not. That's all for today. Let's just recap and ask, what is the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator? Are you striving to be in the position that I've just described? I can understand that from a human, worldly point of view, some of what I've just shared with you probably doesn't sound all that attractive. The thing for you to fix on is, if you do that, if you make those sacrifices and you qualify for a high throne in heaven for eternity, the reward is absolutely huge. It's worth it. So in closing, I'd like to ask you to critically examine where you are relative to the Almighty Creator. Do you talk to Him constantly throughout the day and allow Him to lead you in every possible way? Are you conscious of Him at all times? Do you worship Him at every opportunity? Do you count Him your friend? Have you clearly and unambiguously heard Him call you friend? If not, you are failing in your life purpose, and you will be bitterly disappointed when you die. I can't stress this enough, folks. You can take the hard road, the narrow road, through the narrow gate, and come through into a place of expansive blessing and a fabulous life for eternity, or you can walk the wide road that leads to destruction and end up bitterly disappointed on the day you come before the judgment seat and you realize what you've missed. To wrap up, there are 5 key documents on the main menu web pages that I would recommend you read. I've covered all of them in previous broadcasts. The Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. 7 components in drawing close to the Creator. Recommended worship, songs that are strongly recommended. The Creator's name is Yah, the eternally self-existing. Where will you spend eternity? What is required in order to qualify to sit on a high throne for eternity? All available at www.endtimeissueministries.org. Transcripts of nearly all teachings in this series are available on the website at the bottom on the radio page. Recordings of nearly all of the teachings broadcast so far are available on the radio page, and they're all available at www.relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Click on the show and then podcasts. That's relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Books constituting a compilation of most writings published since 1998 are available near the bottom of the menu at the compilation of most writings page and are physically available. I publish regular email articles. Email me on james@endtimeissueministries.org to be added to the list or to seek counsel or prayer or give me feedback. Visit the website and use the Google search article keyword cloud, table of contents, and article search to locate the information you're looking for. Folks, there's about 1,000 pages on that website covering a huge diversity of topics in response to people's questions, etc. So if you are taking this seriously, I encourage you to visit the website and dig deep. There's a lot there. You're also welcome to call me or contact me, email me for guidance. In closing, thank you for listening. Please send me your questions on the W4CY webpage. I will answer them next broadcast. Please email me to join the mailing list at james@endtimeissueministries.org. If you decide to draw close to the Almighty, please let me know, and we can connect by Skype, Zoom, email, or telephone so that I can help you with your journey. I hope to connect with you again next week when we will continue to explore how to become a friend of the Creator. Work with me to make a way for Yeshua to return in victory at the end of the millennium and make his enemies his footstool. Folks, this is so important. Yeshua can't return if there's nobody to call for him to return. And he can only return if there's at least one friend, one person in right standing to pray for him to return. You can help pave the way for that to happen. And if you don't, you may get to the end of your life, come before the judgment seat, and regret that you did not do your part to make Yeshua's return possible. Father is a loving Father. He wants you to be his friend, no matter your race, your color, your creed, your religion, your age, your finances, your education, the color of your hair, the color of your skin. He wants you to be his friend. I urge you to start seeking to become his friend right now. Thank you so much. Good night. Father, I